This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Mum?
Brad, where are you, love?
At uni. I wanted to get some revision done.
How's it going?
I'm in the library, Mum. I can't talk.
But I've cooked.
What?
You know, samples of things I'm going to try at the ball. There's a haddock risotto.
For breakfast?
And a whole pile of my special chips. Cheesy ones. Ones with sauces. Thought you could help me with the taste test.
I'm at uni.
I know that now, don't I? I thought you were having a lie-in. There's loads of chips, love.
Mum, I've got to go.
All right. Go and be brilliant, like you always are.
Mum.
I know. I'm gone.
That's what I like to see. A guy on his phone in front of a sign saying no phones.
Lily, hello.
I haven't seen you for ages. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah. Seems a long time ago already.
Yeah, tell me about it. Here to revise?
Yep.
Me too.
I don't mind the revision. It's the assessment bit that scares me.
It's all going okay though, isn't it?
Fine. Great. Great.
You don't sound very sure.
Of course I am.
Let me buy you a coffee.
I've had a look at the Dormouse boxes, Kirsty. They're terrific. I'm impressed.
Well, thanks, Justin. Brad really helps.
Oh, well, it's good to feel one's making progress, isn't it? Even in the post-Christmas slump.
It's slow.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. At least it's a break from the endless paperwork.
True.
Kirsty. Oh. I've heard something and I want to know if it's true.
Hello, David. This is a surprise.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Justin. I can speak to the organ grinder.
David?
Really, David?
Are you in on this too?
Well, I've no idea what you're talking about.
What on earth are you thinking, Kirsty?
Whatever's the matter, man?
Well, I think you better ask Kirsty that.
No, well, why are you shouting?
I'm not shouting.
Well, pretty close. No, let's deal with it calmly, whatever your issue is.
It's not an issue, Justin. This is about the future of farming in Ambridge.
David.
I am speaking as a Borsetshire NFU member, and I am complaining that... No, I am objecting in the strongest possible terms to this ludicrous plan, which is going to threaten all our farms.
I think I might have an idea what David is...
What plan?
We're talking about food security here, Justin.
David, let me just say...
One word, Kirsty. Neo.
Ah...
I know all about Neo.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do. I'm none the wiser.
Kirsty and Rex have been plotting with some eco-lowlife with an improbable name to release beavers. A wild release, Justin, an illegal wild release. I found out yesterday. I mean, beavers would be bad enough in an enclosure. Running free and uncontrolled, they'll be a nightmare.
Who told you? Was it Khalil?
Oh, don't blame the boy. I teased it out of him.
I don't know what he told you, but I...
No, leave this to me. David, it's no secret that we are investigating the possibility, however expensive, of a carefully controlled, entirely legal release of beavers in a high-grade, secure enclosure. You have concerns, I understand that. And there will be, in due time, a suitable forum for farmers like you... to express their concerns.
Well, that all sounds very reasonable, Justin, except that it's not what's happening. Is it, Kirsty?
Well, isn't it?
I haven't seen you at Grey Gables for a while.
No.
Don't you need the shifts?
No, I do. Trust me. I'm really broke. Only I'm helping George keep his business alive while he's away. Takes a lot of time.
That's very loyal of you, Brad.
Well, you know...
Not that I approve of what George did.
No.
You're a good friend. Freddie would have appreciated someone like you when he was inside. As long as you haven't been missing lectures... Brad.
Only one or two. Just when I visit George.
You absolutely shouldn't miss lectures.
It's no biggie. Probably wouldn't understand them anyway.
I thought you said it was all going well.
It is. Oh... No, it isn't.
Well, is it the social side of things? Because I know I found that really tricky at first.
No, I've made friends. Got my little group, joined a couple of clubs. It's okay.
But...
Oh, it's just so hard, Lily. The course, it's really hard.
Well, you didn't pick an easy subject.
And Mum keeps going on about how brilliant I am all the time when I'm not.
You're pretty smart, Brad. You smashed your A-levels.
Yeah, well, uni is very different.
All right, yes, there was a meeting. We want to examine every possibility.
There is a difference between examining possibilities and having after-dark trysts with militant activists in the middle of a wood in winter.
Kirsty?
I'm going to make this very public. You won't get away with it.
Yes, thank you. You've made your point.
By the time I've finished, everyone will have their eyes on you.
Good. Then they'll see what a change we can make.
Well, thank you for bringing this to my attention, David. You can leave it to me now.
If I see the slightest threat...
Thank you, David. Enough now.
Are you telling me to shut up?
I wouldn't be so rude. Now, if you wouldn't mind, I need a few words with Kirsty.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Justin.
I just don't see it, Kirsty. How could you and Rex have been so stupid?
I can explain.
No, I doubt that very much.
Beavers are the most amazing...
No, I don't want to hear about beavers. Not now, not ever. This crazy plan is over. I'm going to think very hard indeed about the whole idea.
Another coffee, David?
Oh, no, I'm all right, thanks. I've got cattle to get back to. I've calmed down a bit now. I stewed about it all night.
I'm sure it'll all get sorted. Mm. How's Leonard? I was sorry to hear about his friend.
Oh, he's all right. Ben and I are driving him to the funeral. There's an event in the barn, so Ruth can't make it. You all right?
Me? No, I'm a twit.
I haven't heard anyone say twit in years.
It's the best word for me.
I don't suppose Kenton would agree.
He's a twit and all. Wayne's going away for 6 weeks, and we need someone to take his place.
Did you ask Fallon?
Ah, you're obviously not a twit. It's exactly what she needs, only... Tracy was here when I heard the news, and... She offered straight off, and we said yes, without thinking.
Ah, does Fallon know?
Yes.
How did she take it?
Well, she put on a brave face.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't know what to do, David.
Can you talk to Tracy?
She's so excited. I haven't got the heart.
Well, maybe you could try to put her off. Talk about the downsides, that sort of thing.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. Thanks. But we need to be sure Fallon will definitely do the job first.
I don't want to give you the wrong idea or sound like I'm moaning, only they teach you one thing, one way of working, so you can pass your exams and get here. And when you do get here, they say you have to learn a different way because the one you've already learned isn't quite right.
Well, they're making you dig deeper, I guess.
Well, why did they teach us the other way in the first place?
I don't know. Maths is not my thing. You're sure it's just the work that's bothering you?
Yeah, I said.
Look, when I first went to Manchester, I found the whole thing really tough. I chose to live with Ross in a flat miles away from my department, so that didn't help.
You dropped out from your first uni, didn't you?
Yeah. But I'm really happy here.
I've been thinking about that too.
What, being happy?
No. Dropping out. I don't know that I want to carry on, Lily.
What do you think, then?
You make great chips.
Years of experience and having fussy kids. Which are your favourites? Go on, have a few more. Yeah. I brought them to show you all the possibilities.
Right.
Oh, try this one. It's my piece of resistance, green peppercorn sauce. Go on, have a dip. Is that good or what?
It's very nice.
I thought you'd be more enthusiastic. Don't you like them?
Yes. They're great, obviously. I'm just a bit concerned you're taking on too much. It's a lot of work.
I'm a good worker.
And the public can be a right pain, you know. Always complaining, wanting this quicker or that cooked longer. It can be really rude.
I know what customers are like.
Well, of course you do. You're so good with them, Tracy. It's It's your greatest strength.
Oh, thanks. I enjoy it.
You'll miss all that, stuck out here. And you're so brilliant at it.
Jolene.
It gets really hot, you know. Really sweaty. I ain't sure you'll like that.
Jolene, I'm not stupid.
Of course not.
You don't want me to do it, do you?
Oh, well...
You want Fallon to do it? Of course you do. It's perfect for her. She's looking for something and she's family. I get it. I just bulldozed my way in. Didn't give you a chance to think about it, did I?
Oh, thanks for understanding. I feel terrible.
Don't get me wrong. I'd love to have a go. It's a fantastic opportunity. But if I was in your shoes and one of my kids needed the chance, well, I'd sack me without a second thought.
Nobody's sacking you.
I'll be quite happy with my normal bar shift, Jolene. Honest. The chef job is Fallon's, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you.
Does Mia know how you feel? Have you spoken to her lately?
A couple of times.
How's it going for her?
She's having the time of her life, by the sounds of it. She loves her course. She's got loads of new friends.
A boyfriend?
She hasn't said.
Would she tell you?
I think so. Yeah, she would. Mm-hmm. This isn't anything to do with Mia.
Okay.
We decided to split up so we could both have a bit of, well, permission to explore the opportunities being at uni brings. Mm-hmm. To live our lives. It was the right thing, and I'm not pining. It's just the bit of life I'm living is harder than I thought.
Please don't drop out, Brad. Not yet.
I don't know what to do. I love maths. It's just, it's so hard.
Give it another term. At least half a term. It's stressful now because of the assessments, but in a couple of weeks...
I know, you're trying to help.
There are lots of other people who can help too. Talk to your tutors. Ask your new mates. There are whole departments of people put in place for this exact purpose. So try talking to them before you do anything final.
I'm no good at talking to people I don't know.
What about your family?
Well, I can't talk to Mum, can I? I'm meant to be being brilliant all the time.
Fine, Jazza then.
Oh, he's been great, but... Yeah, we never went to uni, Lily, so he doesn't really get it any more than Mum does. So, no, I'm on my own. I'll either have to drop out or find a way through myself.
Is that really the best way?
But it is for me. I'll give it till week 5.
It's your decision.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to be fine, Lily. I will. I'll be fine.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to
speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.